present Chambers, written by Clive Coleman, starring John Bird, James Fleet and Jonathan Kidd.
It's 6 o'clock, sir.
Is it? Right. Just got some paperwork to finish off. Don't worry about me. You go home, Vince.
But you're going to be late, sir. The invitation said 5:30 for 6 o'clock at the Law Society.
Yes, and what a bloody ridiculous time. It's absolutely typical of my brother.
Sir, I really think you should go.
Yeah, and when has he ever sent these chambers any work? Never.
Well, that's why you should go, sir. Build bridges, maybe get him to start sending the odd driving case. We can build on it. I always say, dodgy motor, you've got a sailor goods case. Dodgy Rolls Royce, you've got a commercial practice.
It's obvious he must want something. He's never invited me to a party in his life. Why didn't he invite me to the youngest ever senior partner party? Although, look at me, I'm president of the Law Society party.
Well, maybe you were away. Maybe numbers were restricted. The thing is, he's inviting you to this one. He's mending fences.
All right, let me give you an example of the way this guy operates. When Dad gave us the blue lorry and the red lorry, he definitely said I could have the red one, but Quentin took my red lorry and gave me the blue one. You tell me, is that mature?
It's not for me to say, sir. I just think he could be a very good source of work for Chambers.
If that's professional behaviour, then I'm sorry. No, I'm going to take a principled stand on this. I'm definitely not going.
John!
Quentin!
Good of you to come. How are you?
Oh, very well.
How's work? Still doing a lot of crime?
I do some, yes. I don't know, I always think there's a bit more human interest in a good GBH than when two tankers collide. Helping real people, I dare say, doesn't pay that well, but it does the spirit good.
Yes, I think you're probably right.
Well, let's not argue, Quentin. This is your party. Red or blue, I can hardly remember.
Red or blue what?
Wine. Or white. Well, none for me, anyway.
Yes. Well, I want you to enjoy yourself this evening, John. Let me introduce you to some people. Jeremy! John, this is Jeremy Tate from Tate, Romaine, Levinson, Polyarkov and Georgiades.
Hello, can I introduce Simon Stiles from Stiles, Williamson, Dupre, Jevons and Butterfield? And his partner...
From Stiles, Williamson, Dupre, Jevons and Butterfield?
No, from Soames, Davidson, Davison, Roosh and Darblay. I'm Simon's wife, we don't work together.
Oh, I see, partner in that limited sense, yes. Right, you don't work together.
No, not anymore. We both started at Pearson, Van Hoyden, Davina, Crowell and Masterson.
But of course, same words with Dilnot, De Vere, Foster and Dalywell.
And became Pearson, Van Hoyden, Davina, Crowell, Masterson, Dilnot, De Vere, Foster and Dalywell.
No, they became MacIvers.
I see, it must get a bit confusing.
In what way?
Well, the names.
Really? John, can I pull you away for a moment?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, see you later then, Mr. Tate, Stiles and Stiles.
Yeah, they're a nice bunch of people. I was telling them earlier what an, well, you know, about your chambers and how they should think about sending you some work.
Were you?
Yes, a bit. Look, John, I need to talk to you about a matter of some delicacy. You know that Elena and myself have been going through a bit of a rough time recently?
No, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm quite keen to play it down. I mean, I don't think it's anything too serious. I've instructed our matrimonial department to issue proceedings as a purely protective measure.
Is that right?
What do you mean, just go for judgment on the prenuptial agreement? Well, I don't want her to feel under pressure. Yeah, anyway, the point is that she's left the house and disappeared somewhere in the Dordogne. She phones up the office with the usual hormonal nonsense about me being an egotistical workaholic. Totally mad. I've answered every single point in writing. The real problem's Leo.
You've got a lion?
No, my son, Leo.
Oh, of course, yes.
He's down from Marlborough for the holidays and, well, I'm away in Singapore for 6 weeks on a shipping arbitration. Well, don't get me wrong. I've explained everything to him. You know, that it's 1,000 chargeable hours, and he actually wants me to go.
So he'll be staying at Marlborough, then?
Well, that's the point. They can't have him. So I thought that perhaps he could come and stay with you and Dane.
Joy.
Yes, it will be. So glad.
My wife's name is Joy. So that's why you invited me here. You know, I always thought Mother was joking when she told people your first words were quid pro quo.
No, you're wrong. I've been wanting to see more of you for a while. I must have mentioned it to my secretary on more than one occasion.
Oh, right. Well, that explains everything. How churlish of me to ascribe self-seeking motives to what must in fact have been a profoundly fraternal 8 seconds of dictation.
He's a nice lad, and he's revising for his GCSEs, so he shouldn't need a lot of looking after.
Quentin, I can't. I don't know anything about adolescents. I mean, what do they eat?
Oh, you know, the normal. cakes, that kind of thing. Well, I think that's what Elena takes him when she visits him at school.
Look, I'm not trying to be unhelpful. I'm sorry you're having problems.
John, it would really help me if you did this.
Don't shout at me. Just that a lot of Joyce time is taken up with the territorials.
Goodness sake, it's only for 6 weeks. Yes.
Okay, fine, I'll do it. I mean, I'll try.
Excellent. I knew you'd be decent about this. Look, he's over there by the canapes. He's got his bag with him. Why don't you go over and have a chat? I think it'd be good to break the ice before a long car journey.
You know, Benton, you're a fool to yourself the way you knock yourself out thinking about other people.
Oh, thank you, John. Look, I'm a bit pressed. The Home Secretary's just arrived.
Yes, no doubt he'll want to ask you for a few tips on how to bring up his own boy.
Hello again. Simon Stiles from Stiles, Williamson, Dupre.
I'm sorry, I'm meeting someone in half an hour. Ah, is that Master Leo Fuller Carp, Marlborough's finest rugby player?
No. Is that John Fuller Carp, Britain's least known barrister?
Now, come on, there are a good few barristers rather more anonymous than me.
I was joking.
I knew that, and so was I.
How are you, Uncle John? Delighted that Dad's palmed me off on you for 6 weeks, no doubt?
No, he hasn't palmed you off, not at all. I thought, you know, we hadn't seen each other for quite a while. You probably don't remember the christening. You should have a great time with us, or fab time, as you'd probably say. We run a pretty relaxed regime at the house.
Is your missus still in tank command?
Your Aunt Joy is still in the Territorial Army, yes. We're pretty liberal.
Oh, so I can have a spliff in the bathroom then?
Oh, yes. Spliff, splash, splosh, as long as you don't... as long as you don't get water droplets on the tap. She hates that. Morning, Vince.
Morning, sir. How's it working out with your nephew staying?
Oh, I don't know. He seems so surly, awkward, and reluctant to do things. I wouldn't mind, but it's just so unlike a teenager.
Have you tried talking to him about it?
Well, one endeavours to engage him in discourse, but prima facie, at least, he makes it so difficult to communicate.
What about taking an interest in the things he's into?
Oh, well, yes, there I am making some progress. I've been reading around. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Is George Michael Sting?
No, sir.
It's so bloody confusing.
Oh, there is one bit of encouraging news, sir. You know my mate Keith at the Lord Chancellor's Department?
The one who sold you the dolphin?
No, that was Paul. Keith was in here the other day. Brown hair. He's got one hand that's bigger than the other. Anyway, he reckons that there have been a lot less applications to become a QC this year.
Really?
Well, according to him, any half-decent applicants in with a cracking chance just have to keep your nose clean and avoid any bad press for the next month.
Yeah, QC. That really might make Quentin sit up. And don't forget the increased brief fees.
Oh, no, sir. Increased brief fees mean increased clerk's fees.
Yeah, yet another nail in the coffin of the old lie that money can't buy you happiness.
I've never gone along with that thing about it being as difficult for a rich man to get into heaven as for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. I mean, if you've got that much dosh, buy a small camel, hire a dirty great needle, and make sure St. Peter gets a bloody good drink out of it.
This is good news. Very good news. Will you thank Keith for me?
No problem, sir.
I don't care what your client says. Tell him it's a deal-breaker. No. Tell him it's a goddamn deal-breaker. Goddammit.
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
I'll be with you in a minute, Vince. I want you to cut the turkey and talk the crap. Read my lips. Well, you can't read them over the phone, obviously, so I'm going to read them at this end and then tell you what they say. Okay, I've done that, and they say that I'm going to tie your client up in so many legal knots that he's going to need a lawyer and a priest and someone who's incredibly good at untying knots to save his butt. Goodbye.
You sounded very angry, sir.
Yes, well, I was, damn it.
Who was it?
Well, actually, it was the Samaritans. I phoned them up to see if I could practice being a bit tougher in my approach. Didn't know who else to call.
Were they any help?
Yes. Oh, I don't know, Vince. I prepare to go into a case wanting to behave like a cornered pit bull, but when I get to court, I just can't understand why people want to argue.
The British system is an adversarial one, sir.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? I just want always to get to the truth.
Well, that's the thing, sir. It isn't about the truth. It's about a version of the truth.
Yes, but I always think it should be about the true version of the truth.
Oh, well, that's where you're going wrong.
I mean, I know I've got to be tougher. Actually, I've decided that I want to start prosecuting. I don't think defending is helping me. I want to put a few people away to sort of desensitise myself.
Do you think you're suited to being a prosecutor, sir? I mean, no disrespect, but, well, you don't see Vinnie Jones doing a lot of flower arranging, do you?
Look, What's that got to do with it?
Well, you've got to play to your strengths, sir, and one of your strengths is, well, not being strong, but being compassionate and understanding.
Well, I don't think that's entirely fair.
Well, what about that Afray case I gave you to prosecute years ago?
What about it?
Well, I'm just saying it's unusual to still be writing to all of the six defendants.
And let one of them feel left out. No, I don't think there's anything unusual about that. Well, I'm sorry, Vince, but I want some prosecution work.
All right, sir. I'll see what I can do. Four Court Buildings. The Metropolitan Police. May I just say, despite what you might have heard, that there are absolutely no freshwater fish in these chambers. Oh, I'll just put him on. Sir, it's the police for you.
The police?
Don't pull a cop?
No. I don't... No. He didn't. No. He couldn't. He did? No.
Right, I'll be down there in half an hour.
The stupid ignorant...
They really are a bunch of half-wits in uniform, aren't they, sir?
No, it's Leo. He's been caught committing a domestic burglary. No.
Cancel all my appointments today. I'm going down there immediately.
No.
Of course you are. I'll do it right away, sir.
Leo.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I'm in loco parentis. What do you mean, what am I doing here?
Before you say anything, Uncle John, I'm not guilty.
Okay, let's discuss that rationally.
Well, that's it. I'm not guilty.
I leave you revising in Kensington, and an hour later you're seen entering a back garden in Ilford. What were you doing, studying for a GCSE in pebble dashing?
I knew it. You're being just like Dad.
That's unfair. I am not being like your father. I couldn't be. But what am I going to say to him?
I don't know. He won't care anyway.
You don't know? How's it been, John? Oh, uneventful, Q. Have you ever visited Parkhurst at this time of the year? The rockery is quite lovely, especially when they start to break it up. Yes. Shame about the 12 GCSEs, but on the credit side, he is learning a trade.
I'm not guilty.
Well, that's what Crippen said. It's nothing short of a disaster, Vince. It's not so much a question of kissing my chances of becoming a QC goodbye as giving them a bloody good tonguing.
There must be something we can do, sir. What about tunnelling him out of jail, major plastic surgery, and sending him to a safe house in Wales for a year?
Vince!
Sorry, sir, I was just thinking out loud.
If the press gets hold of this, I'm finished. Look what they did to Jack Straw. I didn't even vote for New Labour. This is going to confirm everything Quentin ever thought about me.
But what I can't understand is why your nephew won't explain things to you.
I know, it's perverse. He just says he's not guilty.
Do you believe him?
Well, yes, actually, I do. In spite of the evidence of the man who was looking over his garden wall and apparently saw Leo enter the premises, I do believe the boy. But what can I do if he offers no defence?
Is he the neighbour, this witness?
Yes, Trevor Meekins. He lives at 46 Rosebery Rise.
Trev? It couldn't be. Todger Meekins. Todger the Dodger. Little Meeky.
You know him.
Meeky Tinky. Todge boy. Tiny Tinky.
I asked if you knew him, Vince, not to give me your audition piece for EastEnders.
I do know him as it goes, sir. Rosebery Rise is a row of terraced houses round the corner from me. It's a bit of a rough street. I drive down it more often, only I don't like taking unnecessary risks with a Lamborghini.
Well, he claims that he got a clear view of Leo over the wall. He's the only prosecution witness, but he's absolutely certain.
Hold up, sir. Let me have a look at the witness statements. They've changed the font since that last handling case. 5-2, standing on patio. I've got it.
Got what?
Oh, peachy, sweet as a nut.
Look, I know this sort of verbiage passes for local colour in the Bermuda Triangle of Ilford, Dartford and Stanford Le Hope, but what the blazes are you talking about?
Apologies, sir, I've got it. The way out. Meekins is 5'2" and he's standing on the patio. I know them garden walls are only 4'6" high. At the trial, you can show he couldn't possibly have seen over the wall.
How? He's got an 8-inch height advantage.
Yeah, that's what he'll say in court, but when you persuade judge and jury to go on a view, he won't have.
Look, I know I'm a tough cross-examiner, Vince, but somehow I don't think the pressure of giving evidence will physically shrink him.
No, sir, but don't you see, I can be there just before you arrive to put an extra 4 courses of bricks on the wall. Meekin's evidence is discredited and your nephew does an OJ. It's beautiful.
Vincent, I am a barrister at law. I cannot knowingly or recklessly mislead the court. What you're suggesting is to present something untruthful.
Yeah, I prefer to think of it as presenting a version of what is truthful.
Yes, an untruthful version of what is truthful.
True, but if your nephew's innocent anyway, where's the harm?
I have no intention whatsoever of continuing this discussion.
Well, get him off and you're as good as a QC. And don't forget about your brother.
I'm not discussing this.
If Leo goes down, you'll be a figure of derision and scorn in Quentin's eyes. As the years go on, you'll become the butt of his witty dinner party jokes, the source of mirth and pity among the smart legal set.
I shall continue this discussion to this hypothetical extent only. If what you propose were, which it is not, in any way feasible, which I doubt, then it would be the case, which it currently is not, that any prosecuting counsel worth his salt would see through it, should it be attempted, which it has not been, nor shall be.
Remember what he did with the blue and the red lorry?
Even with your contacts in the Crown Prosecution Service, where are you going to find a prosecuting counsel naive enough to be taken in by all this?
Sorry, John, am I interrupting something?
Hillary!
I can come back later when you've finished. Or tomorrow, if that's more convenient.
At all, sir. I believe Mr. Fuller Cart was just leaving.
Yeah, left 5 minutes ago, Hillary.
Are you sure?
I'm history. In you go, killer.
All parties in the sadomasochism case of the Crown against Leather, His Honour Judge Fife will be tied up with oral submissions in his chambers for some time. You are released until 2 o'clock.
I know I said I wanted to prosecute Vince, but I didn't think my first case would be prosecuting my head of chamber's nephew.
I know. I mean, what are the chances of that happening?
I've been practising being a bit tougher. I cross-examined my cleaning woman this morning about all the missing biscuits. Did quite well, actually. Got her to agree in principle to give my Tesco club card back next month.
But this is different. John's nephew. You've just got to treat it like any other case, sir. That's the job of the prosecutor.
I'm sorry, but I think I should withdraw.
Ah, Vincent Hillary. Good morning.
Sir.
Hello, John. I was just saying to Vince that, what with the defendant in this case being your nephew, I think that in all conscience, I should withdraw.
Withdraw? Why? What has conscience got to do with it? It's all to do with a version of conscience.
You're not allowed to. I just think that, because I know you, I've got a connection with the defendant, and I'll be compromised.
Yes, but don't you see, you'd be far more compromised if you didn't do the case, wouldn't you, Vince?
Well, far more.
Why?
Because you'd be making a compromise, which is far more compromising by definition.
No question.
Well, I just thought that with my connection with the defendant...
Oh, we're all connected, Hillary, in the great circle of life. Every man is his fellow man's brother or neighbour or
dentist.
I'm obliged. You can't duck cases because of some tenuous link with someone involved.
Like the defendant?
Oh, good Lord. If we were all to take that attitude, the criminal justice system would grind to a halt. You must approach this case exactly as you would approach any other. Exactly.
Okay, I will. Right. Well, see you in court, counsellor, as they say in L.A. law.
Absolutely. You big mother.
What a bloody prima donna. Have you got the stuff?
Here's your mobile. Give me a bell just as you're leaving for the view.
Have you organised the bricks?
No problem.
Right. Let's give him a case with a view. Mr. Meekins, you say that whilst looking over your garden wall, you saw a person resembling the accused enter the property adjacent to yours.
It was him.
But you couldn't see over the wall.
Could you?
Of course I could.
Well, I put it to you that you couldn't.
And I put it to you that I could.
Well, I put it back to you that you couldn't.
And I put it back to you that I could.
Come on, I put it back first. I ask you to take back what you put back, and I put back again back to you that you couldn't.
Mr. Fuller Carp, both of you, put it back this instant.
I do apologise, Your Honour. At this point, may I submit that the only just way of resolving this crucial question of the possibility of identification from the witness garden is for the entire court to attend the location for a view. In that submission, I know my learned friend, Mr. Tripping, for the prosecution would concur.
Mr. Tripping?
No way, Your Honour. With respect... Well, with some respect, not a huge crawling amount, obviously. I object to this misplaced, misconceived and misdirected request. Damn it.
Hillary, what are you doing?
Mr. Fuller Carp, I think that prosecuting counsel has a point. Do you really expect me to uproot the entire court to go on a view?
Of course I do. I wouldn't have asked if I didn't expect it.
Your Honour.
Do you agree with me?
This is turning into a farce, Your Honour.
No, it isn't.
No, you're right, it isn't. It's turning into a goddamn farce.
With the utmost reluctance, I shall accede to Mr. Fuller Carp's request, but I want to be satisfied that the time and expense is going to be justified. We will all, myself, counsel, jury, and court stenographer, attend Rosebery Rise. I'll arrange for a coach to take us, leaving after the luncheon adjournment.
I'm most grateful, Your Honour.
It's not going very well, is it?
Of course it's going well. What are you talking about?
That prosecutor's a bit of a hard case.
Don't worry, I can handle him.
You're not doing very well with the witness. You're just arguing with him.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Not. Deliberate tactic. Start a bit of a row with the key witness and go and settle them. Anyway, I'd be in a better position if you'd actually given me any details of your defence.
Do you think I should change my plea and go guilty?
No! I mean, you're not guilty. You told me that much.
I know. But we get all this over with, at least.
You cannot change your plea. I forbid it.
But it's my decision. I'm the one accused.
Believe me, that's the least of your problems. Just keep your mouth shut and let me deal with this. I'm a professional. Hillary, is this seat taken?
Oh, no. Sit down.
Not waiting for Mrs. Rambo, perhaps?
Oops.
Oh, nothing. Let me sit down here. There we are. Lovely. All you need do is turn slightly and you can sink your teeth straight into my neck.
It's about my new approach.
Yes, it's about your new approach.
I'm sorry, but I'm fed up coming off second best in court.
Look, Hillary, don't get me wrong. I'm all for the worm turning. Just don't expect him to do a 360 and come at me with an AK-47.
You think I was aggressive?
Slightly, yes.
I know, I was. I think I've released something deep within me that's been hidden for years. I feel really aggressive. It's like I'm not in control of my testosterone.
If you carry on like this, I can personally guarantee you will never suffer from that problem in future. Look, you just want a bit of leeway here, a bit of give and take, okay?
Well, I don't know. I'll try.
Excuse me. Hello. Vince, everything in place?
We're just about to start putting the bricks on.
We'll be there in about an hour. Is that long enough?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as don't get any distractions, we'll have it in 40 minutes.
Any problem?
No, problem.
Move the hods.
Vince?
Could I call you back, sir? No, put the cement mixer behind the tree.
Vince, what's going on?
I've really got to go, sir. I'm still hopeful we can get at least 8 cores done before you get here.
Vince? One course won't be enough. You've got to get 3 courses of brick onto the wall.
Is everything all right, Mr. Fullercart?
Yeah, Your Honour. Yes, indeed, yes. It's our conservatory at home. Not that we've got one. We haven't. Not yet. It's been built today. I was just confirming the instructions.
To your wife?
Yes, that's right. To my wife, Vince. her name's Joy, actually, but she insists on Vince as a nickname. Typical woman. So you say that you can see over the wall, Mr. Meekin?
Yeah, look, of course I can.
You're not standing on tiptoes by any chance, are you?
No.
Perhaps not even consciously, just a little bit?
No.
Well, in that case, let me ask you this. Do you normally sag at the knees when standing rather more than you are doing at this moment?
No, I don't. I stand normally like this, on the balls of my feet.
Balls?
Yes, Mr. Fullercart, balls. Shall we return to court?
Sir?
Vince, what the bloody hell went wrong?
Oh, we were incredibly unlucky, sir. Chance in a million. Just as we started work, a police car drives past.
Don't believe it. The defence is in tatters.
I'm sorry, sir.
Where'd you get the bricks from anyway, you cretin?
That's not an entirely fair question, sir. I didn't know it was a mosque at the time. My supplier told me the bricks were a perfect match.
I hate you.
Sir, it can be all right. We can put the bricks on now, and I've checked it all. There's no way Meekins could have seen over it.
Is it a qualification for residence in Essex that you have your brain removed at birth? We've been on the view, only we found ourselves in a non-brick situation.
Yeah, I know, but can't you get the court to go on another view, and this time I'll sort it?
Oh, yes. Why didn't I think of that? Excuse me, Your Honour, me old mucker. We all enjoyed our last away day, dear, good so much. Let's convene a little reunion at the taxpayers' expense.
I checked Meekin's statement, sir. He says he was standing at the southeast corner of the patio. You had him at the northwest corner. The judge didn't spot him.
Oh, so it's my fault then?
No, but you can tell the judge that the last view didn't prove anything.
Oh, I can tell him that, can I? Because I suppose if I told him that, he'd have to find that public expense regardless. It was in the interest of justice to have another view.
That's right.
Well, thanks for the law lecture, Vince. For your information, he would have to make that finding. He would. He would. Brilliant! I said that earlier, didn't I?
Well, either I'm enjoying the most vivid déjà vu in recorded human history, or we're back in the garden of number 46 Rosebery Rise.
Indeed, Your Honour.
This better be good. I'll have you in front of the Lord Chancellor.
Mr. Meekins, would you please take up your position as per your statement at the south-east corner of the patio?
Oh, do I really have to?
Yes, I'm afraid you do. I know the 8 steps must be a terrible inconvenience to you. And set against that mammoth effort, the liberty of the subject is a piffling trifle, but perhaps you can find it within yourselves to indulge us?
Oh, I've been through all this already.
Not quite.
It's an abuse, this is.
Pray, tell us what you can see now.
I've told you I can see
I'm sorry, Mr. Meekins, I didn't quite catch that. Had you completed your answer, or was that just one of your vowel sounds dropping off and deciding to go to a better place?
Well, I can say that...
Bricks, Mr. Meekins?
Normally, I can say that...
Bricks?
Yeah, but normally...
They're transparent. They must have become opaque with the bad weather.
I think you've made your point, Mr. Fuller.
I hope so, Your Honour. I hope so, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I hope that I have made a point. That this is a wall that separates more than dwellings. That this is a wall that separates a young man from his liberty. It is a wall that keeps my client from the sunlit uplands of an innocent and carefree youth.
Very well, Mr. Fuller.
This wall, ladies and gentlemen, not a fence, not a gate, but a wall of bricks and mortar. This wall. No tits.
Well, that's just the way it goes sometimes, sir. You get inspired by the moment.
Why didn't you tell me you weren't using quick-drying cement?
Oh, come on, sir. You can't blame me. I did my part.
You've got an answer for everything, haven't you, Vince? The fact is that the whole wall scam would have failed even if I hadn't lent on it.
How'd you figure that out, sir?
Because the top three layers of brick were bright yellow and the rest of the wall was red. A fact that the prosecution were at pains to point out after the reconstruction exercise.
Well, still, you can't complain. Your nephew was acquitted.
Yes, true. Thank God Hillary hit him during cross-examination. I really think we might have struggled without that.
Very possibly. Did you ever find out what he was up to at number 46?
Yes, he was buying drugs. It's appalling.
Yeah. It's rubbish at 46. He should have gone at 48. The stuff there is outstanding on any view.
Hello, John. Vince.
Ah, Hillary, where have you been?
Rosemary Rise, helping rebuild the garden. But the crazy paving was in a terrible state, so I did that as well.
Well, I must say, it's nice to see you're back to your old self.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, doing nice things, helping people.
Oh, cobblers to that. I'm just finishing up the last few hours of community service, and I'm back to banging up the bad guys, damn it.
You've been listening to Chambers, starring John Byrd, James Beef and Jonathan Kidd, with Jonathan Coy, Stephen Emrys, Chris Padlow, Rachel Atkins and John Lowe. Chambers is written by Clive Coleman and produced by Paul Schlesinger.